Welcome to the Know Nothing Music Show. Thank you very much for listening. This is our weekly music podcast where we get together, nerd out about various music and bands and news-related articles, and ramble on and on for about 50 minutes on the dot, almost always. So thank you very much for listening. If you like what you hear, please add this feed to your pod feeder. Thank you.
She swelled my head, she broke my heart, so goodbye booze, we now shall part. Oh, I had a good time, but we couldn't agree. You see what booze has done for me. Oh, goodbye booze.
Hey everybody, this is Tom, and this is the Know Nothing Music Show. Across from me, as always, is Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Having another good week in our string of good, my string of good weeks. Tom and I were just kind of joking before the show that I've had a very good year so far. There hasn't been much I haven't liked. Unfortunately, he doesn't agree, but oh well.
Yes, we have no news this week. We actually went to concerts. Which is, like, totally odd for us, but...
music reviewers who don't go see... They hate music, yes.
Yeah, we don't... Music reviewers who don't go to concerts. Both Tim and I went to a show on Friday.
Yes.
Up in Wrigleyville.
Yes, we are right outside the stadium.
Yes.
Looking up.
And I went to a show last night at one of my favorite venues, but I'll get to that just a second after Tim let you know... How the show on Friday went, Tim?
Sure thing. Yes. Well, first of all, I just want to go ahead and say thanks to John, thanks to Chris, thanks to the whole band. Had a really good time out there, even though I admit I was starting to get a little bit antsy in my pants, a little tired. I think I have like a cold or something coming on. So for some reason, I just couldn't stay awake, and I had a huge cup of coffee, and I'm glad I did, because we finally got in to see Ellie Maroney. She opened up for John Condren and The Benefit, both a couple very local artists that I know Tom and I have seen plenty of times before. I know I've seen them play dozens of times now at the local watering hole, and ultra talented. Actually treated to an acoustic set from John Condren. While we see him play acoustic all the time here and there, but he usually doesn't perform with The Benefit, his regular band, acoustic all that much. So they did a kind of a stripped down acoustic set, and for the most part I think it worked, and I was looking forward to hearing some more tracks from John. Now, unfortunately, I think they only played a couple tracks, or at least one that I at least didn't recognize, and I've only heard about three tracks of the new album so far. The new album, by the way, is called 11th Hour Grace, and it's going to be coming out very, very soon. And we are going to be having a couple discs coming our way. Chris Flood, their manager, has already promised it to us. Can't wait for that, because the couple tracks that they have up so far sounds really, really good. But you can keep track of these guys at their website, johncondren.com. There's some great music up there. I'm trying to look for the website that Chris had sent me with the four leaked tracks. Well, not really leaked, they put them up themselves. But the johncondren.com, their official website, doesn't have it up yet, but it does have several other of their songs on there, including some demo and live versions of various songs, and probably one of my favorite covers that I've heard John do, their cover of Dear Prudence, the Beatles song. He also does a really good, if you catch him in a good mood in a live show, he plays a... what is that name of that song? Hold on. Maybe I can find it. Sorry. Great podcasting. Well, I tell you what, before... it's a Blind Faith song. Hold on, I'm trying to find the track listing here. of that album, and I can't find it real fast. You know what? Without derailing this anymore, it was a good live show. Unfortunately, it was a very, very short set. They only had a chance to do a few songs. And like I said, I really would have wanted to hear a little more of their newer stuff, because I'm very familiar with their older stuff. And I think the one change that they are starting to do, because they added a new guitarist to the group, I think they're trying to move into a little more music-minded, instrumental-minded. One thing I noticed a couple of those tracks, the new tracks, is that I think they're focusing a little more on the instrumental part, whereas John, who has a great voice, so I don't fault him for it, he, in my opinion, has always worked harmony first in a lot of his songs. This one, I feel that the instrumentals actually hold on their own. If you were to take his vocals out of it, the songs would actually still work. So he's really trying to move forward and make this album work. Again, I'm chomping at the bit to hear it. So, Chris, send us that album as soon as you can. It's already been finished mastering, and I think it's just going to the final processes before it's finally released. But altogether, a very, very good show. Wait, where was that show at? It was the...
It was Uncommon Ground.
Uncommon Ground. Uncommon Ground,
the one off of Clark and Grace, right in the heart of Wrigleyville. If you go there, either take the L or know somebody who lives up there, because it's hard as hell to find parking up there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's right down the street from the Metro.
Yes, and they were having a concert going on, and... well, obviously, always having a concert going on. And
yeah.
Heaven forbid you decide to go during baseball season. Luckily, it's middle of winter, so we didn't at least we didn't have to contend with that.
Yeah.
But altogether, yes, thumbs up on the show. It was a good set. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to hear a little bit more, but again, I'm foaming here. I want to hear more from this guy, because what they finally have put out and I'm finally listening to, I'm excited for. I think it's a solid album. Even if I wasn't friends with the guy, I'd really be interested in this album. I think he's moving the right direction. So.
And since Tim covered the whole John thing, I'll just give a heads up. If you guys are in the Chicagoland area or live in Chicago, definitely go to the Uncommon Ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nice little place. I was looking at their lineup for February. Very mixed lineup. Folk, Italian music, a very, very eclectic lineup. I've heard of it before, but first time I was there, so definitely we'll try to go there again and see some other bands. And they've got good food, too. So, but anyhow, I'll let you know what bands I saw last night. I saw Fucked Up, Kurt Vile, Zola Jesus, and a local band from Chicago, oddly enough, called Boys Town. They opened, Boys Town was more of a, I want to say punk-oriented, maybe noise rock as well. Really enjoyed them. Can't find much about them. They must be fairly new, because all the only thing I got on Google, even putting a band name in, was stuff about things going on in Boys Town. And then Zola Jesus came on after them. She's actually out of Wisconsin. She goes to school up in Madison, and she did sort of a synthy based, I want to say, sort of inspired by the very dark and foreboding music of, My Bloody Valentine, stuff like that. They had like three synth players and a drum and her. It was a very enjoyable show. She has an amazing voice. Her real name is Nika Rosa Denlova. And if you have a chance to see her, if you live up in Madison or you just happen to see her anywhere, just go listen to her. I have a feeling this will not be the last time I hear of her, because she has an amazing voice. She's only released one album and a couple EPs, but I enjoyed it. Great range. I can't say enough about her. Always nice to see, something different than the normal fare. And then Kurt Vile. A lot of you probably heard of Kurt Vile. He's signed to Matador. He's sort of the Dreamboat good-looking guy. It was You could tell he was coming on because there's a lot more women there than usual. So he seems to attract the pretty ladies. But he does sort of a psychedelic folk. Really liked the sound of his playing. He played on. It was sort of just him and his friend named Bob. I think they were stoned that night, but whatever. Sometimes he plays with Kurt Vile and the Violators. Tonight it was just Kurt Vile, just pretty much a spared down set, which was really nice to see. He's been on Matador for about a year. He's released some stuff before that on his own. So with the death of Jay Retard, maybe he'll take that mantle of that sort of up and coming. Indie / acoustic folk guy, because I really enjoyed the style of music he played. Really wasn't into his vocals. Haven't had a chance to listen to any of his stuff on his albums, but from what I've heard, it's supposed to be a lot better sounding on his albums. And then finally, the headliner band last night at the Empty Bottle was a hardcore punk.
Okay.
A band called Fucked Up. They're out of Canada.
Well, that's fucked up.
They're like a five piece. There's like, I think three guitarists and a girl on bass. And then they're fronted by a big fat dude. Which he is great. Really enjoyed that them. I've never been a punk fan. If I tended to be, it probably would be sort of more the hardcore punk. But I have always thought that punk in general sort of is relegated to your teenage years of angst and pissed offness, and I really don't have that much to be pissed off, or if I do, I don't tell other people. Let me find who's the. But they've been around for quite some time. They've been around for like 8 years. They've got a lot of albums. They've been around for 6 years. Okay, 6 years. And they've just released their singles from 02 to 09. And their prior sort of real release before that was Year of the Rat 12. And it looks like they're on Matador Records now, or they released their latest one off of Matador. So definitely go see these guys. Believe Fucked Up and Kurt Vile are on tour right now. Zola Jesus and Boys Town just were added for the Chicago show. So definitely go to Fucked Up or Kurt Vile's MySpace or their website and find out where they're going to be next. They actually played two shows last night. They played an earlier show for all ages and then headed over to the Empty Bottle for a late show. They came on at 11. So definitely they'll probably be around here again. The guys from Fucked Up said that their favorite town, city to play in was Chicago. How true is that? but he did say, "I don't say this to all cities," and so. But
isn't that what they always say?
Yeah, but you know what? He could be telling the truth. Who knows? But really, really, really good show.
It is a hell of a town.
Very, very eclectic lineup. That's the thing. You've probably gotten sick of me talking about the Empty Bottle because that's where I go a lot. But they do have a very good mix of music there, and it's very easy to get to. And yeah, but Tim. We've got some news, sort of.
Some positive news.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to our whole year has been positive, at least for me.
Yeah.
There's been a lot. We've kind of set some goals for ourselves, and oddly enough, we're actually starting to achieve them.
Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't speak yet, but okay, just to give you guys a heads up, we've been doing the show for a little over a year now. So, we kind of. The way I looked at last year was we spend the first half of the year figuring out how to do a podcast, and the second half of the year just doing the podcast, which, all in all, isn't bad. I think we've gotten a little bit better at it, a little more. We're definitely more comfortable in our skin as podcasters, which is the most important thing. It's like our good buddy Slug over at slugcast.net, if I'm not mistaken. Slug, real cool guy, by the way. Check out his podcast. He is definitely one that I've been listeners for, well, since episode number one, up until his most recent episodes. He's probably done about, what, 18, 19, something like that. And, he definitely started off shaky. It's a lot like us, definitely shaky and kind of nervous and you don't know what you're doing and this and that. Yeah, listened to his last episode earlier this week. Wow, it comes out real smooth. I mean, it's effortless now for him, and he's just getting better and better. And that's something that we've learned, that you just get a little bit better and better. Well, we wanted to take ourselves a step further. We wanted to actually invest not just our time, but now our money and our efforts. We want to actually make this a somewhat professional show. We've been riding the coattails of our whole image, our persona that we built for ourselves as the know-nothings, saying that we don't know what we're doing. We wanted to actually take ourselves a little step further and say that, okay, we know a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's what we're doing. We're actually, well, we got our own websites, nothingmusicshow.net.
.com.
Or is it .com?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Wow, we sprung for the good one. nothingmusicshow.com. That's our website. You don't have to go run out and check it right now, because right now there's like nothing there. We're just sitting on it until we can actually get the website moved over. All right, right now as of this very moment, Valentine's Day in 2010, we are still on Podomatic. We're going to be changing that very, very soon. We're going to be moving on to an actual web hosting plan. And on top of that, that's the small news. That's the easy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, all it took was a credit card. Now, the actual news that we have to share is a bit of a thank you to the guys over at Penny Cult. Yes. I mentioned Slug a second earlier. Slug is a member of the Penny Cult family, and he has enjoyed it for quite a while. And there's quite a few other podcasts, and they're continually adding new podcasts, and they're about to actually renovate their website too. I was talking to Jay over there. He said everything is kind of coinciding, because they're going to be redoing their website some and fixing it up. They're adding, they just added a couple more podcasts, and they just added us. It is a podcasting family that they put together, and it varies from show to show from what they have on their, I mean, heck, they have for instance, they have Fan Kids, which are a couple.
It's like 8, 9
Yeah, they're year olds. Yeah, they're like, they're not even tweeners. They're your 8, 9 year olds that talk about like movies and the video games, and like they, you know, talk about the Goonies and stuff like that. From hearing that from like a kid's, you know, perspective, it's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, that's pretty cool. The headliners, I guess, of that website at pennycult.com. Obscure 80s Rewind is the big one right there. And, of course, like I said, Slug is on there. Mixtape of the Macabre is actually done by Brother D, who also does Mail Order Zombie. I've mentioned him a couple times. He is a really, really cool guy. I don't talk to him all too often, but it seems like, you know, every once in a while he'll give us a plug on his show and mention it. For instance, he mentioned that we covered Zombie, that album, a while ago, which was really, really cool, because again, I didn't ask for anything from your Brother D. I think I dropped him an email or something like that, and he just happened to mention, oh yeah, check them out over. I'm like, wow, free plug from Brother D. He didn't have to do that. He also does Mixtape with the Macabre over there. Well, there's a bunch of websites, and I guess the point that we're trying to get at, we're moving into something a little bit bigger. We want to expand our listeners, and we want to do more. We want to feature more smaller, independent local artists and really get in touch with the artists. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we've been in contact with Chris Flood, who is representing John Condren. Really excited about that.
Yeah.
We're going to have an interview going with him. We actually bought a real mic to actually do the do a proper interview with the guy in the band, hopefully.
Mixer we're going to get.
And a proper mixer we're buying. Wow, we're moving up. Let's see, what else? Anything else you can think of, Tom?
I mentioned this a couple weeks back when we both hinted at what was going on in the future. Probably in April this will happen. I'm going to be a guest on, it's a friend's, he's starting a blog slash music, movies, video games, sort of a discussion website called crosstopics.com. Check them out. They just did like a sort of pilot episode with the two of them.
Cool.
And I told him to, since we're going through these changes ourselves, to put me on sometime in April, hopefully in the beginning of April. We'll be all situated and won't have to worry about what the heck I'm doing with the website and stuff, and then we'll actually be able to properly promote myself and, of course, those guys over at Cross Topics. So when I know more, I will let you guys know more, but definitely before you give those guys a look and support some, new guys into the blogging and seeing what I read so far on there is very promising. So hopefully they keep on putting some more stuff out. I think they were going to do some more stuff in March. So definitely go over there and give that site a look. Tim, where can they find us for the time being?
Currently, we're at knownothingmusicshow.podomatic.com. That's KNOW, nothingmusicshow.podomatic.com. And as we said earlier, while we do have the new website, until we actually get something on there, get the web hosting plan all going, get all our ducks in a row, and start using that site, we'll let you know officially when we've moved over. And you can go ahead and add our new feed there. But at least for the time being, go ahead, go to the knownothingmusicshow.podomatic.com site, add our feed. That way you'll know as soon as we want to move up. And we'll probably keep using Podomatic maybe for, I don't know, a couple episodes.
Yeah, just so people can, you know... I think we want to make it as slow for you so it's not like all of a sudden we're gone, you don't know where we're at.
Yeah.
And my big reason for, or I think both of our reasons for moving from Podomatic is I didn't feel like paying for their pro version.
Yeah.
And which is pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always forced to remove
old episodes. Yeah.
So the big reason I wanted to move over, and I think Tim would agree, is... we want to move over to a website that has a dedicated host for us where I can put all the past episodes up so you guys can listen to those whenever you want. And I have all of them. I can post them on there as soon as possible. There's one episode, sort of the lost episode.
Our lost episode. It wasn't like 18, episode 18 or something?
It was episode 8.
Oh, episode 8, wow.
Yeah, and you know what?
It might be good that it's lost.
And I don't think we ever posted the pilot, so that may be good to put on there.
Oh,
see how that sounds.
If you really want to hear people who don't know what they're doing,
yeah.
That's the absolute know-nothing
so,
music show.
Hopefully I can get, Dan has both those. He was, if you've been listening for a whole year, you know who Dan was. Unfortunately, he left us in episode 9 or so. He has episode 8 and the pilot episode, so I'll give him a message and get those two from him. So we can put all the episodes up there, so you can listen to all the episodes whenever you want. God knows there's a lot of them. That was the main reason for me. And it'll make it easier for you guys to find stuff from us. We want to make a better experience for our listeners. Start the new year off with a more professional look. Maybe not a more professional sound or two individuals, but
baby steps.
Getting there. We just got our sea legs. People,
well,
so.
Speaking of professional, shall we actually review some music?
We should do that. This will probably be a little bit longer episode because we're already at the 20 mark. We've got two bands this week. We're back to normal. We've been back
Somewhere
to normal. As normal as we get. We've got We Are Wolves with their October of 2009 release, Invisible Violence. And with her, I believe it came out in March or, no, April of last year, Melody Gardot with her release, My One and Only Thrill. So we're going back in time a little bit, but I think, well, Tim, if you want to start off with Melody Gardeau.
Sure. First things first. I kind of said to myself before doing this episode, I'm not going to mention the thing that probably she has to answer to every interview she does, and anytime someone talks about her, they have to mention her accident, her miraculous recovery, because that has absolutely nothing to do with the music. I mean, it might have something to do with the inspiration, but at the same time, we're going to talk about the music end of it. You know, she does have a kind of a cool story to it, but you can check her Wikipedia page if you want. All right. Melody Gardeau is a American jazz singer out of Philadelphia. Cite some of her blues/jazz influences as Judy Garland, Joplin, Miles Davis, George Gershwin, and Stan Getz. So, on top of that, she also follows the teachings of Buddhism and is a macrobiotic cook. The only reason I even bring up some of this stuff is just for the sheer fact that, just to head this right off the past, just for the sheer fact that we haven't talked about much, well, any jazz on this show. Is that, yes, it's jazz. Get over it. It's very light listening jazz. Yes. So this is a very, very mellow album.
Which is not bad.
Well, I'll mention more when I do my... I only got a few good things... Well, no, I shouldn't say good things. I only got a few intelligent things to say about this album. I'm not going to spoil it here. So... All right, yeah, that's the big elephant in the room. And like we said earlier, this is from her latest 09 release, My One and Only Thrill. Her previous one was Worrisome Heart, which was released in 08. She has some other stuff that essentially was floating around, pre-release stuff. She finally got picked up in 08, but she had some other stuff floating around prior to that. For instance, there's an album, Some Lessons, The Bedroom Sessions, in 05. But this is her second official release. She also has a nice live album, Live from Soho, which I believe was an EP. An EP also released in 09. So, well, without going any further into this, Tom, go ahead. At least give me your take on this album. And keep in mind, people listening at home, that Tom has been on a losing streak with albums that he's actually liked. He's been in a bad, grumpy mood. Let's see if this can pull him out of the doldrums. Tom, what is your take on My One and Only Thrill?
This definitely did. I really liked her sound. Mm-hmm. It's a very... It takes you back in time. The sound...
It's a very classical.
Very classical sound. I've noticed this as I've gotten older. I've really started to listen to old singer standards like Frank Sinatra, mm-hmm. and Bobby Darin.
Yeah.
Gone back and listened to them, and they have a style that's so relaxed, yet there's so much sound in there. And Melody Gardeau does that, I think, great. I'm not a big jazz fan, mm-hmm. But... I really enjoyed this. This whole album is I really enjoyed. It's like I said, like Tim said, it's very relaxing. Not a bad thing at all. I was on 90/94 up in the city yesterday driving, and usually makes me an angry curmudgeon.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I was listening to this album.
It saved you.
And it saved me. Did. I love her voice. It's so relaxed. This is definitely not an album you want to listen to if you want some, you know, energy and you need to get going. This is an album you sit back and sit down, you know, read a book to, or just enjoy by itself. She does a great cover of Over the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
She does track number 7, Les Étoiles, sort of a French-inspired... this whole album really takes you back in time to, like, circa the 1940s, 50s style of, like, you know, lounge act, sort of,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you got a person, you know, you go into the bar and there's somebody playing at the piano and singing just really good music that you can relax to and enjoy. And this is what Melodie Gardot does with My One and Only Thrill. Can't say anything more about it. This is a definite buy for me. I know Tim has a long-standing history with his criticisms of women songwriters. So I am on the opposite spectrum. I always give them the benefit of the doubt because I don't think there's too many. I don't think there's enough out there. There's enough good.
That sounds vaguely sexist, my friend.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, I like good singer, women singer songwriters, because I think music in general tends to be a male oriented, art form.
There's not a ton of Karen O's out there.
No, there isn't. So that's why...
there's a few Lady Gagas, and God help us all.
Yeah, so that's why whenever I see, like, you know, I saw Zola Jesus last night, I really enjoyed her. So whenever I see, you know, a woman, you know, doing her own work, you know, she's, you know, singing and writing her own music, or be it playing some badass bass, like the bassist from Boris... I always love that. I'd like, you know, seeing a good woman on stage or on album, really just, you know, kicking ass. And although I don't think Melodie does this sort of kicks ass, she does a great album. Definitely gonna go back and listen to her 08 release. And I really enjoyed this. This is an album I'm gonna keep on listening to. I'd love to see her live. I can't say anything more than I have about her. Tim.
Okay,
what
yeah.
Are your thoughts?
All right, very good. I definitely agree with Tom on a few of those points there. And, yeah, there's something about that retro sound. When you're mentioning that, there's something about that retro sound that ironically makes it a little bit timeless. Mm-hmm. So, she really has that going for her. And speaking of irony, I was thinking earlier this week listening to it that this is a lazy Sunday afternoon album, and it truly is. It's lazy Sunday as we're recording right now, and wow, it's such a just a relaxing, easy listening. I'm getting old, I can tell.
Yeah, I want to sort of break in here.
Go ahead.
Melodie and is, I think, last week I was like poo-poo and everything. This reminds me of why I like doing this, so
yes.
Continue.
That's probably the big catalyst of us doing this show and wanting to do it better this year is the fact that, sometimes it takes a while to shake the cobwebs. If you notice, end of last year, beginning of this year, we kind of took a little slow. We changed up our format just a tiny bit in what we're doing, what we're talking about. And the reason is, I think we got ourselves in a little bit of a rut, and it helped just go back and realize, oh, that's right, I love music. And this is a great example when an artist is bearing her heart and soul. It's all there on the album, and you can't take anything away from her. Wonderful. Yeah, there's nothing I can really add on to what we've already said. This is just an album that makes us both glow. Like I said, the big warning is that this isn't Evacuate Chicago. This is going to be something that's very calm, very relaxed. So I just want to, again, a lazy Sunday afternoon album. Highly recommended. Can't wait to see what she has coming out next. And yeah, so far I've been on a good ride. This year has been pretty good. All my picks have been spot on. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, yeah.
All right, Tom, let's go ahead and let's move this on, please.
Yes, now we're heading up north to Quebec, and a band based out of Montreal now called We Are Wolves, and their 09 release with Invisible Violence. And these guys, I believe their third release after 07's Totem Magique, I don't know how to say that, and in their 05 release, Nonstop, Je Tue, Pile et Dois, Obviously, they're from Montreal, so they speak French. But it's a trio out of Montreal, as I said. Alexander Ortiz, Vincent Levesque, and Antoine Marquis. And their latest release from October 07 is Invisible Violence. They're sort of a rock electronic band, and another reason I really enjoy Lala is this is one of the bands I sort of just sort of stumbled onto on there. Not much more to say. They're a punk electronic sound. Tim, what is your thought on Visible Violence?
Okay, this, this is probably, out of the last several albums we've talked about, this is probably the weakest link in the chain. And here's my reasoning for it. It's not that I hate this album. It's actually a decent album. I liked it. It's catchy, it's poppy, it's got some good riffs here and there. But ultimately, this is just something that it just feels very light. For instance, I like the track, what was the one track? Reaching for the Sky, I believe it's like the sixth track on here. I think that was pretty good. I think that probably had a little bit of meat on there, a little something to stick to the ribs. But ultimately, I think a lot of this album just falls flat and reminds me a little bit of... Excuse me. It reminds me a little bit of the album by Phoenix last year, that Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. Yeah. Not so much in the sound, just in that when listening to it, I got excited. And I liked it. I was like, oh, this is a good album. I think I gave it a really good review. Unfortunately, that's a good review with very little follow-up on it. That's something we've kind of talked about in the past where, sure, it's good, but... am I going to be listening to it in a month from now? In fact, that Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, I think I tried listening to it a couple of times afterwards, and yeah, it's tasty. It's sweet. It's sugary. It's fun dip. But at the same time, I can't eat that all day.
Yeah.
Same thing with this album. Like I said, it is a good album. I can't fault it. I can't find enough on here to fault it on any true specifics. They do have a lot of things going for it, and I think that's the amount of energy, the amount of creativity they put into it, and the fact that they do everything well. Do they do anything particularly great? No. It doesn't have... for me, it's not going to have a lot of longevity on my shelf. This is going to be something that it's not going to be getting repeat plays in the weeks to come, just for a sheer fact that... there's nothing on here that really sunk in. There were, no lyrics that made me go, oh, hey, that's kind of cute, or that's interesting, or that's introspective, or that's just offensive. There's, no real riffs on here, while catchy and might stick in your head for a couple of days at most. There's nothing in here that really has me humming along, or bopping my head, or, I'm sounding really curmudgeonly here. There's nothing on here that really makes me go, wow, that's clever at all. And I think it really comes in the midst of listening to a lot of actual good albums, not just the stuff we've been talking about. I think I've mentioned a week prior that I've been going on CD buying binges and getting some really great albums. In fact, I've been on a little bit of a jazz kick, too. Melody Gardot was just one that I picked out because I didn't have that album and I wanted to give myself a reason to listen to it. I picked up a great old live recording of some really lousy radio recording, but it's an awesome album of some early Charlie Parker. And it was it's just a great, great album. So like I said, I'm holding this up to a very intense candle. So it's not... gonna fare well, in my opinion. So I'll give this one. At best, I might make it a recommend if I know what your tastes are, and I think you might enjoy this. It's entertaining. Is it something? Is it gonna be my buy album of the week? No, definitely not. Melody Gardot gets that hands down because that's an album I know I can come to, sink my teeth into, and really. Enjoy and progressively enjoy in months/years to come. This is one that's disposable, to say the least.
Flavor of the month.
Sure, I'll even give them that much. These French Canucks are doing a decent job, and I think they The best thing I would say about them is that I think they will be an interesting live show.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll give them that. But again, I'm not walking away with anything else than, oh, that was a good performance, or that was entertaining. I can move on with my day now. So, all right, because I have nothing really else good to say about this, I'm not going to say anything at all. Well, I have said a lot. But no, I'm going to go ahead and pass this on. Tom, some thoughts on Invisible Violence.
Yeah, we're going to agree on this, I think.
Wow, that's the first time all year.
When I was listening to this, I went and read a review, I believe, I can't remember where it was from, and listening to this, it's very high energy. I think if you don't sort of tap your feet or get, you know, moving around on this, you're not alive, because it just has an energy to it, that, you know, really comes through. Tim said, and I totally agree, there's nothing new on here. They don't recreate the wheel. I do like their sort of mix of electronic and punk. I can't remember which track it was that was just all instrumental. Maybe track 4 or 5. I really enjoyed that. Walking Commotion was that first track that they slowed down on. Like that too. I'd like to see them, if you know, on their next release, maybe do some more of that, because I really found in Walking Commotion more of their versatility. That they're not just this high energy, punky electronic band. They know how to slow it down and can do some things in there. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see them do that more on their next album. You know, and put us two naysayers and some other people that have said things about this band to rest. Because I do think, you know, it's only their third release. You know, a lot of bands, you know, take a while to get their sea legs. They're not bands like Arctic Monkey who come out with a great album and have sort of kept it up. We Are Wolves, I think, is a band I want to keep a lookout on. But like Tim said, Invisible Violence, I'll come back to here and there. There are like tracks like Paloma I enjoyed. It's something if I'm driving, I'll listen to, because, you know, it keeps me, you know, focused and, you know, and my energy up. And there's a lot of bands like that I only come back to when I need high energy. And this is sort of relegated to that group. This is a definite. I agree that, Tim, this is a recommend. This is definitely a band I'd like to see live, because, you know, can this energy on this album translate to a live show? I think it could. Saw the Fuck Buttons, and that album was very high energy and really translated extremely well live. And so definitely like to see this band play live. Sure, with the festivals themes going on and concerts in the coming future in the spring and summer, I hope we get to go see these guys and hear this in a setting that sort of adds to their energy. But as it stands, I agree with Tim. This is going to be an album that I'm not going to give a lot more listens to. And if I do, it'll probably lose a little bit more interest as I listen to it, because, like I said, it's sort of a flavor of the month sound. And, you know, a lot of these high-energy bands, after a year not listening to, you go back to, and it's really, you wonder, you know, why did I like this band, or it loses its effect. I'll see how that stands up in a year. Maybe I'll come back to it and see if anything's changed. I know we've done that before, so. Anyhow, as things stand, definitely recommend. But after listening to Melly Gardot, sort of falls short. Yeah, I'm looking forward to something, some new from them. But, yeah. But, Tim, got a pick for next week.
Yes, I do. In fact, it's one that I've actually really been looking forward to. It's the new Field Music. I believe the album is called Measure. I think it was supposed to be a double LP the last time I looked. Hopefully it still comes out that way. And I know we haven't had too much good luck with the double LPs, just for the sheer fact that it's tough to listen to two albums. It's easier to listen to one album over and over, because at least that way it can sink in. Two albums, it becomes a chore, but who knows? These guys have come out to some critical acclaim. I've loved them their past couple albums, and I'm really excited to hear this one. So that's what's coming up next week. Tom, do you have a pick?
I have the new one from Fortet. It's the stage name or working name for the for Kieran Hebden. He's out of the UK, and his new release, There Is Love in You, just came out last month on the 25th. So I've listened to a little bit of this and heard some good things about this. Actually, he's going to be at the Empty Bottle on Friday. So if you're listening and you like Fortet, tickets are only $15. So I'm definitely going to go to the show, and I think Tim may as well, depending on his schedule. Mm-hmm. So hopefully on Sunday you'll hear a review of the album and a little review on how the show went. I'm looking forward to the show. It's an electronic sound. I like electronic stuff. I think Tim does as well. So, but for $15, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, it's a good price. Good price.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to. Like Tim says, we're starting off pretty good. I had a little breakdown last week with my hatred of two albums, but I think I picked it back up this week.
It's a good exercise.
And it's going to be an interesting time for us, and we're going to make this show better and better for you guys. I think we can. You may already be able to tell that we're not as unprofessional sounding this year.
We are. We just stopped listening to our own episodes.
Yeah. enjoy some live music. I know there's some always great stuff in the city in Chicago or wherever you're at. And enjoy the week, Tim.
Very good. Just want to make a quick mention, only because Tom brought it up to my attention yesterday, or was it day? Was it Friday? Whatever. John Condren, if you check out Lala, a website that we've talked about, if you check out Lala, type in John Condren, that's Condron, John Condren, and if you look up John Condren The Benefit, you won't find anything. John Condren, though, you will find actually 9 live tracks from their performance at the Metro in 04. So if you want to give a listen to him, we're going to be covering his stuff in the weeks to come. All right, other than that, take care and do support live music. Bye.
Later. I am the way of your empty shell, and one more than I am, cause I was made to fly. Cause I was made to fly. And you will make it to die. But I was made to fly. I won't.